The Center for Media and Democracy's request centers around the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. ALEC's members include both legislators and corporate representatives. They gather annually to work on model bills that get used in other states. The center released a report suggesting that 32 bills or provisions in the state budget had their roots in model legislation from ALEC. Center Director Lisa Graves calls it corporate lobbying masquerading as a charity.
When you look at the information in the totality, we think it's fair to say that ALEC has helped hijack Wisconsin.
To lobby in Wisconsin, a group has to register with the state and report the amount of time it spends contacting legislators. ALEC doesn't do that. The center also contends ALEC should not enjoy its tax-exempt status. Both complaints were part of a lengthy report detailing the group's activity in Wisconsin. A spokeswoman for State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said the Department of Justice would review the letter from the center. ALEC called the center an extreme liberal front group. Spokeswoman Caitlin Buss said in a written statement that the center's charges were baseless, calling them an effort to try and silence the free market views of ALEC. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.